Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. This is AI in 5, where we cover the biggest AI stories of the week in the time it takes your smart assistant to misunderstand you. I'm Dr. JR, and today, AI is hallucinating, misfiring, and apparently running HR. Earlier this week, U.S. State Attorneys General formally warned major AI companies, including OpenAI, Google, Meta, and Anthropic, about chatbot outputs that may reinforce delusions or harmful beliefs in vulnerable users. The warning follows a California wrongful death lawsuit where a family alleges that ChatGPT responses reinforce paranoid thinking that contributed to a tragic murder-suicide. While the case is ongoing, it has already become a flashpoint in AI ethics discussions. Stanford researcher Dr. Pamela Hines, who studies human-AI interaction, has warned that conversational systems don't just provide information, they validate narratives. When a chatbot responds confidently, users may interpret that confidence as authority. As one attorney general summarized, these tools are persuasive, scalable, and not designed to handle mental health crises. The takeaway? AI doesn't need intent to do harm. It just needs confidence and a human willing to trust it. Now, let's talk about AI in the workplace. Specifically, AI making employment decisions. This isn't hypothetical. Reuters has documented multiple cases where algorithmic management systems terminated or penalized workers automatically, often without meaningful human review. At Amazon, delivery drivers have been fired after AI systems flagged performance issues, sometimes based on faulty GPS data or incorrect assumptions. In several cases, drivers appealed only to discover there was no human decision maker to appeal to. The system had already decided. More recently, Klarna, the fintech company that aggressively replaced human staff with AI tools, admitted in 2024 that it cut too deeply and began rehiring humans after customer service quality collapsed. Their CEO openly acknowledged that automation had outpaced judgment. This month, a class action lawsuit against Workday gained attention after plaintiffs alleged its AI-driven hiring and screening tools systematically rejected candidates based on biased or opaque criteria without human oversight. MIT economist David Autor, one of the world's leading labor scholars, has warned that automation doesn't eliminate management, it encodes it. And encoded management is much harder to question. In other words, when AI fires you, who do you talk to? The chatbot? McDonald's Netherlands quietly pulled an AI-generated holiday commercial after widespread criticism that it felt cold, uncanny, and emotionally empty. The backlash wasn't anti-AI, it was anti-soulless branding. McDonald's acknowledged the experiment missed the mark and removed the ad. The Washington Post rolled out an AI-powered audio feature meant to summarize articles. Instead, it mispronounced names, invented phrasing, and misrepresented reporting, leading journalists inside the newsroom to publicly criticize the rollout. Trust, it turns out, does not scale automatically. A joint study involving the BBC and European broadcasters found that AI chatbots produced inaccurate answers to news questions nearly half the time. Errors included outdated facts and fabricated claims. prompting some publishers to restrict AI access to their content. AI reads the news. It just doesn't always understand it. This week's lesson, AI doesn't fail quietly, it fails confidently. Whether it's reinforcing beliefs, firing workers, or narrating journalism, it didn't quite understand. That's AI in 5. I'm Dr. JR. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and always ask who's actually in charge when the algorithm makes the call.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.